KSRO Kitchen. I'm Steve Garner. Good morning, everyone. And as we go across from the garden shed over to the kitchen, it's KSRO's Good Food Hour. John Ash not coming in this morning, but we have Michelle Anna Jordan to chat with us for a few minutes before we meet Chef Phil Tessier, who has come over to sit in with me from St. Helena this morning to talk about a brand new cafe, restaurant, butcher shop, patisserie, bakery that's really going to become a destination in the Napa Valley. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm just fine. A little cray.
So where are you this morning?
I'm actually standing outside in the shade at the Rialto Cinemas in Sebastopol.
And what brings you to the Rialto Cinemas in Sebastopol this morning?
Well, tomorrow evening is the third dinner and a movie of this year. And I've got the kitchen crew who's going to help me with some of the prep. It's my most ambitious menu yet. It's Cajun, and you know, Cajun food is in part all about cooking. You know, it's not a platter of sliced oranges or tomatoes. Deep cooking. So that's what we're doing. And here's a great little story for you. I put mini muffaletta on the menu. No problem. I can make mini muffaletta. And then I started looking at my prep schedule and realized I am totally insane. As it turns out, my daughter, Nicole, who lives in the South, is flying out of the New Orleans airport at 5 o'clock today, and in 2 hours she will be going to the famed Central Market to pick up 4 full-size muffaletta and deliver them to us tonight at about midnight. And the kitchen crew and I will cut them into appetizer portions for the dinner to start the dinner tomorrow.
It's hard to believe.
You're telling me. There were so many things that had to come together because I thought it would be easy for her because the airport sold Central Market muffalettas. So I called Central Market just to be sure, and the airport stopped carrying them. And they don't do direct shipping. They use a company. And to get 4 muffaletta from this company was going to cost $230, but they wouldn't even answer my emails. So Nicole, in her infinite kindness, said, I will go by Central Market. And so I called Central Market back, told them they're putting aside 4 for her. And I realized, talking to this guy, I swear I was ready to pack up and move to New Orleans. I love the Cajun accent. It's just beautiful.
What an apocryphal story. So this is going to be part of your dinner tomorrow night at the Rialto Cinema in Sebastopol.
Right, and that the muffaletta starts us out, and this time, and we haven't done this before, there's going to be music to set the scene. So we've got Cajun music in the upstairs dining room, and then the next course is New Orleans-style barbecue shrimp, which are not barbecued at all. They're cooked in a very, very spicy butter sauce, and a woman in town makes the best sourdough bread I've ever tasted, and she's making sourdough bread for us to sop up the juices. Next comes crawfish and hot link gumbo made from scratch. I have 40 pounds of cooked crawfish to shell, and then the piste de resistance, you could say, is a Cajun shepherd's pie, which is one of the most delicious things I've ever tasted in my life. I'm using Paul Proudhon's recipe, and that gets a drizzle of what he calls very hot Cajun sauce for beef. And alongside is a corn, onion, and let's do something else. Oh, roasted pepper and okra salad. And then for the dessert, it's dry creek peaches, and it's peach shortbread with espresso-flavored whipped cream and a drizzle of bittersweet chocolate.
Whew. I'm full already. So you've been doing this dinner and the movie series at the Rialto Cinema for a number of years, haven't you?
We started in 22, but we just did one because, as most people know, I came down with a very bad case of shingles. And then we picked it up again in November of 23. We did 5 last year, and we're doing 6 this year. It's a really fun evening. Kai Boyd, the owner, and I, we go back and forth about what movies we want to feature. And once we decide on the movies, then I develop a menu that somehow, sometimes in obscure ways, resonates with the movie. And tonight we're showing 3 movies. 2 of them are short. Werner Herzog Eats His Shoe will be first. And then the next one is called Yum, Yum, Yum. And it's about the tradition of cooking on the bayou, where people out, you know, in the surrounding area of New Orleans, they have cabins out on the bayou, and they each have a specialty, and they go out there and cook. Mm-hmm. And then those are both about 20 minutes long. And then the third one is Always for Pleasure, which is Les Blank's ode to New Orleans. So it's going to be a really fun time, and we still have a few seats left.
So how do we go about accessing seats? Can we do the movies only and or the movies and the dinner?
You can do only the movies, only the dinner, or both. And you go to Rialto Cinemas Sebastopol, and it should be on the front page. On the front page, you know, it shows several things. They rotate. So it should be right there. If you don't see it, look under Coming Soon. But it should not be a problem. And snag those few seats left.
RialtoCinema.com?
RialtoCinemas.com. And then on the left, click on Sebastopol.
Okay. Wow. Well, you've got your work cut out for you, but you have a good crew to make this happen tomorrow night.
I have a great crew, but I'm going to be sitting with my scissors. I've got 40 pounds of crawfish to sell. They were supposed to be shelled. I mean, it's not that I'm that insane. They were supposed to be shelled, but what's now called, I think, the chef store over on Barham, it's gone through a number of changes. Mm-hmm. They are having delivery issues. I went into the room where they keep all the beef. It was 100% empty. Shelves were empty. And it has to do with their vendors' website is down or something, and they won't let them order by phone. I feel so bad for them. And so I grabbed the crawfish, which I checked online. I grabbed the crawfish off the shelf and didn't notice that they were in the shell.
Oops. Ah, the life of a chef. Well, I want to mention that I think your daughter deserves Daughter of the Year Award for bringing in muffalettas from New Orleans for this dinner. Boy.
Absolutely. And she'll be at the dinner, and I'm probably going to introduce her and have everyone applaud, and she will, like, want to punch me because she's pretty retiring.
Well, you're one lucky mom, Michelle.
I definitely am. No question.
Good. Well, we hope our listeners participate and snap up those remaining tickets for the dinner tomorrow night at the Rialto Cinema in Sebastopol. Thanks for letting us know about it.
Hey, thank you for having me on.
You bet. Take care.
You have a great show. Bye-bye.
Le bon temps roule, whatever they say.
Yeah. Let's say le bon temps roule.
Okay. Bye-bye. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Looking for the best place for your furry friend? Welcome to Paradise Pet Resort.
Paradise Pet Resort offers all-day play in their amazing indoor and outdoor yards with daycare drop-ins for just $42 a day, or grab a 10-day pass for only $380.
Need boarding? Enjoy a $56 a night rate, which includes daycare, plus no extra fees for house food or intact mails.
Your pup will love the large doggy swimming pool, and you can keep an eye on them with the webcams.
They now offer a full-service dog grooming salon for your convenience. Come take a tour of their fantastic facility anytime.
Why settle for less? The other guys charge $55 a day for daycare, and you can't even tour their kennels.
Choose Paradise Pet Resort, where your pets play all day. Visit us online or call to schedule your tour today.
Paradise Pet Resort, where tails wag and fun never ends.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling.
I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-507-9701. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-507-9701. That's 800-507-9701. Tax Relief Advocates, real solutions for real people.
Got a drain that's clogged up? Or maybe a toilet? Or a faucet that just won't quit leaking? This is Austin, founder of More Home Services, and I want you to know that it does make a difference which plumber you call. At More Home Services, we respect your time by showing up when we say we'll be there. Our technicians are all background checked and drug tested, and we'll greet you with a smile. They're trained to do the job right the first time, and they carry over 1,000 parts on their trucks, so they won't have to order something and then come back later. They leave the work area cleaner than they found it, and your final bill will be the same as what they quoted. No surprises. So, if you need a plumber, it does make a difference who you call. Call More Home Services. Our number is 707-505-8000, or find us online at morehomeservices.com.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
In the KSRO kitchen, I'm Steve Garner. And John Ash not able to join us this morning. He just sent his apologies for not being able to see you again, Chef Phil Tessier. We were had the pleasure of your company. Gosh, it was either the end of 2017 or just the beginning of 2018. I don't have the date exactly in my mind.
Yeah, I think it was
2017. Was it 2017?
Yeah, I think it was right after Boku's Door in 2017.
When the book broke.
Yeah.
And that book... It was a mind-blowing book, Chasing Boku's.
Thank you.
And it chronicled your involvement in the competition, the Boku's cook-off competition in Lyon, France, which you had participated in, and then you came back as a coach. Would you give us a synopsis of that?
Sure, I'll give you the quick overview. But yeah, Boku's Door, basically sort of the World Cup of cooking, competed for the U.S. in 2015, as you mentioned, took silver medal, first American on the podium. Competition started in 1987, so pretty amazing moment and achievement for us and the country. And then 2017 went back to coach the team with Matthew Peters as the candidate, and came back with gold. So yeah, quite the journey.
The book was a roller coaster ride. Not only did it have all of the ins and outs, behind the scenes intrigue, last minute changes, alterations in the menu, having to react to a number of product issues. Will it show up? Is it here? It's different than what we had practiced on. The adrenaline that must have been flowing. You brought that to the book.
Yeah, I mean, the book was really meant to give like the behind the scenes. You know, everybody sees just, you know, these pictures and then the team and that's it. And for us, it was an opportunity to bring people on that journey, you know, and experience the real life stresses of it all. But I think we learned to expect the unexpected.
Well, reading it, I remember feeling the pressure, the heated moments when you're waiting for that announcement and the elation that must have happened after trying for so many years to get the gold and finally getting the gold.
Yeah, still get the goosebumps.
You still do. Well, you still talk about
always.
It the way it happened yesterday. And the book also had a number of recipes.
Yeah, I wouldn't make all of them. We have the competition recipes in there, which are quite esoteric, shall we say, but quite a few of like the journey and stuff from Lyon, traveling and the staff meals we'd make for ourselves. So it's meant to kind of have, you know, some of the fun ones to approach and then other ones to read for, you know, maybe a little bit more entertainment.
Well, it's a fabulous book, a great gift idea for anyone anticipating going to France or just coming back from France. Thank you for writing the book.
Yeah, thank you for reading it.
KSRO traffic advisory. There is some pretty extensive backup going northbound Highway 101 because of the Kendall Jackson, the Taste of Sonoma is happening today. So many, many people coming up from the Bay Area for that. And the Russian River Rodeo out in Duncan's Mill. So people coming up to go River Road out that way too. So if you're coming up and have a date that you got to make, you may be running a little bit late today for all of our Bay Area traffic coming north and 101. So from Chasing Boku's America's Journey to the Culinary World Stage 2017, what have you been up to the last 8 years?
Just a couple things here and there. You know, I took over a press restaurant in St. Helena, right in the heart of Napa Valley back in 2019. So kind of a consultant job that turned into something much different. So now a chef partner there. We're actually celebrating our 20-year anniversary at the restaurant. You know, quite a journey.
Well, when I was there, it was around 2007 or 8, mm-hmm. just a few years after you had opened. Is this your 20th anniversary then?
Yeah, so restaurant opened in 2005. Very colorful history, started by Leslie Rudd. And then, you know, unfortunately, he passed away in 2018. So his daughter Samantha took over and... you know, I came in 2019, sort of kind of the restaurant was in, you know, a challenging moment, shall we say. And
Where did you come from at that moment in 2000?
So I had worked for Thomas Keller for 10 years, starting at Per Se in New York, Bouchon here in Yountville, and then at the French Laundry. So I jumped from that into the competition world, you know, in the whole Bocuse d'Or. Spent about 4 years working on sort of a kitchen technology project. That allowed me to coach, write the book, and do other things, and then kind of entered back into the restaurant about 6 years ago.
And so you're still, are you the executive chef partner at Press at this point?
Yeah, so chef partner there. We, you know, took over Press, got a Michelin star in 2022, Wine Spectator Grand Award same year. And then now we're remodeling the whole kitchen and kind of revamping the whole concept as we continue to evolve.
Are you still open during the remodel?
We are, yeah. So we built a separate kitchen just over a year ago that we're operating out of. So it's actually an improvement on our old kitchen. But in the future, will be our private events kitchen. So kind of phased approach. But yeah, so we're fully operating, tasting menu. We have a really great lounge menu at the bar. So walk-ins welcome, both inside and out.
And open how many days a week?
We're open 7 days, every night at 5.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. That's Press in St. Helena, and it's right on the Great Highway there, isn't it?
Yeah, we're right off of 29. If anybody remembers Dean and DeLuca, Gary's, we're, like, right next door.
Some historical perspective about Dean and DeLuca. Now, that was next door to Press.
Right next door, yes.
So that's no longer there. And then it was it a place called Gary's after?
It was, yeah. Gary's was there for about 4 years, similar concept as, like, a marketplace.
It's funny. This runs by you. Do you know the people of Dean and DeLuca? Are you dialed into any of those upper people?
So, I mean, Dean and DeLuca was actually brought to that space by Leslie Rudd back in the late 90s. So he purchased that brand in New York, brought it out in the late 90s, and that was the first story expanded. And then he, you know, expanded that, you know, quite a bit and then sold that business about 8 years ago.
Okay.
And so it had been taken over by a different company before they closed the store in 2019.
Okay. Well, it left a void in Napa Valley.
It did
it
indeed.
It was a great place to stop going and coming up or down Valley.
I think a lot of people still pulled on that door handle for years after they closed.
They did.
Looking for Dean and DeLuca.
This is so funny that we have you on the show today because about 27, 28 years ago, my aunt and uncle were out visiting from the East Coast, and they surprised my wife and I by presenting us a gift certificate for $100 to Dean and DeLuca.
Nice.
We put it away in a safe place, meaning to find it. And about 6 months ago, we found this gift certificate. And my wife and I were saying, do you think that they would still honor this gift certificate? It didn't say any expiration date on it.
You know, it's worth a shot. we'll let you use it at Understudy, the new project that's there now.
Is it a great story, a great tie-in?
Yeah, I'm sure you're not the only one.
Probably.
Yeah.
So DeLuca closes, then Gary's was a short-lived kind of market concept?
Yeah, so I mean, I think people shopped there thinking they were at Dean and DeLuca because it was basically the same footprint, reopened with a very similar concept. But, you know, wine store, cheese marketplace, okay. You know, this kind of thing. So, you know, they were there for 4 years. Challenging moment. I mean, came right before COVID, right before the fires. So, but they, yeah, and then they closed their doors just under 2 years ago.
And that's when your team started to get interested in maybe opening something next door to Press.
Yeah, so I mean, it's a 10,000 square foot space. So we had just finally kind of revamped Press and gotten it back on track. And so it was really a conversation about what do we want to do in the space. 10,000 square feet is a lot for an operation. And so what ended up evolving was we split the space in half, essentially. And we basically took over the back space. And then now in front, there's the MAC, which is the Museum of Art and Culture.
Which is magnificent.
Yeah,
and
it's really
amazing. We had Laura Rafferty, who's the executive director, on the show a month and a half ago, just after they opened. They only been open a couple months, I think.
Yeah, they just opened in April. Their first exhibit is a Julia Child exhibit.
Yeah.
You know, I have a chef's toque signed by her when I was 16. I met her when I was at the
30
hotel.
30 years ago?
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, so for me, it's just amazing. Like, I mean, we really have this kind of... amazing culinary landscape here between Press next door, Michelin star restaurant, grand award winning restaurant, and then, you know, the MAC with this history of Julia Child and story of her whole life and her journey and how she impacted the culinary landscape here in this country. You know, we brought some high school students through, you know, to see kind of what we do from the St. Helena High School, and they you know, ask the question of like, who knows who Julia Child is, and zero hands.
Oh no!
I guess that's why it's a museum. But you know, it's fun to just see people kind of going through and discovering her or reliving those moments, depending on what generation they're from. So
we're going back a couple of years ago when you had this idea. Let's do this. Let's make this a cafe. Did you have the idea of a cafe, bakery, patisserie, butcher counter? A brunch, it's so extensive. I was able to visit Thursday afternoon, and I couldn't believe the transformation.
Yeah, you know, I think it really was born out of just, I mean, first of all, the space is a marketplace, you know, so it's, you know, kind of dictates what we can do in there. But, you know, really, it's born out of a lot of my travels and my favorite places, whether that's a patisserie in France, in Paris, or in Lyon, you know, the cafe I went to in Madrid, and just... the butcher shop in Australia, you know, and then really our goal is to celebrate our craft, right? So we find the best talent out there. Frank Volkmer is our pastry chef. Mm-hmm. Lynn Wells, who's been with us for 5 years at Press, is the chef de cuisine. And really bringing talented people together. And, you know, I think ever since competing in France for the U.S., you know, there was something that was really amazing to be able to represent your country doing the thing you love. And I think also recognizing the impact that was able to have on the craft and the recognition of talent here in this country. And so our goal now is to really celebrate that, whether that's through finding purveyors, artisans, craftsmen across the country. So perfect example, Tony Incontro started doing charcuterie at Del Dotto Winery down here in Napa. And
kind of their products.
So Tony moved back to Omaha, Nebraska, and he makes, in my opinion, the best charcuterie in the country. And his jamon is 28 months aged, you know, his charcuterie all handcrafted. So we exclusively offer his product. And
so that's
really,
in the butcher counter.
That's in the butcher counter as well as the cafe. And it's an opportunity for people to discover him, who he is, and celebrate someone who's doing it at the highest level and really helping to support, you know, those artisans. And then, you know, from the pastry side, you know, really celebrating that craft and showing people. I think when somebody comes in and is like, I haven't had a great croissant since Paris 2 years ago, which literally was a statement 2 years ago, and then to have that moment again. So, you know, it's really exploring that, and we'll have a teaching kitchen space that'll open next month. And in that space, we'll do a lot of consumer-facing classes. So, you know, come make sourdough with Dominic, our baker, make chocolates, learn how to, you know, wine tasting, and then we'll also have meet the maker moments. So Tsar Nikolai Caviar will be there. They're right south of Sacramento on National Caviar Day in July.
When is that?
That's going to be July 17th. Oh, I'm sorry, 20th. So July 20th, and we're going to have their caviar cart outside with some Stromsburg sparkling wine.
Well, you know, this coincides with my birthday.
Well, sounds like you're going to have a
Mrs.
pretty
Garner
solid birthday.
Is listening this morning. It sounds pretty
We'll send
solid.
Her an invitation.
So the great thing, the timing is impeccable for you to be here this morning because you just reopened days ago, didn't you?
Yeah, we just reopened Tuesday. Reopening something that already opened. We'll leave that story out of it. But
it's really open and moving forward full time now.
Yeah, and it's really, you know, I mean, we couldn't be more proud of the space. It really came out beautifully. Just, you know, the way the pastry counter, the cafe piece, you know, we're open 7 to 3. So breakfast and lunch. We have seating on the patio at Press, so we have an extensive patio there, so perfect place to kind of relax in between wine tastings or late afternoon. You were there just the other day.
You were doing really a brisk business on Thursday at about 11 o'clock, people coming in for cappuccinos, espressos, picking up bread, picking up pastries, picking up lunchroom items. It was really bustling.
Yeah, and it's a, you know, we have the butcher counter there as well. And so, I mean, you know, I think the other day we sold a tomahawk and some caviar at 7:30 in the morning. So, you know, people on their way somewhere, you know, planning the day out and especially on the weekends.
Well, it's glorious as the pastries and bread and cafe menu. I must tell you, I immediately gravitated to that butcher counter because there's items in there that you can't find except online. You can't really see them and touch them and get a feel for these items. It's different than trying to buy these very exclusive products online. And these are the same ones that many of you would serve at Press next door.
Yeah, I mean, the concept for the butcher counter was really to bring items that we can really only access through a restaurant because of the relationships we have and bring that into a space where people can discover that for themselves and have access to that. So whether that's Flannery beef or Snake River Farms beef, you know, a lot of the fish that we get that's, you know, caught just off the coast. We dry age local halibut, tuna, and so, you know, those things. And then we also have a selection of cheeses. We basically kind of have a domestic and imported and compare and contrast the American version of, you know, famous French or Italian cheeses.
And you have a select wine list.
The wine well is dangerous. We've had a few people come in and leave a little bit lighter on the way out. But the wine well is really, I mean, it's very esoteric. You know, it's wines from all over the world. So there's some really shining stars from Napa Valley, Sonoma, but all over from, you know, Italy, France, Germany.
Well, I'm looking at the butcher counter market now, and you mentioned the cheese and then the Incontro cured charcuterie, which you feel is the best made in America.
100%.
You can get that in the place. The salumi, the pâtés and jars. To me, the Liberty Farms duck roulette that you have, glorious, the Snake River, the cured fish in jars. This is something you don't see very often, too. Beside the Tsar Nikolai caviar, the smoked sturgeon, Mount Lassen trout rillette, which is beautiful, poultry Liberty Farms, truffle chicken, the meat, the Flannery, as you mentioned. And it seems like every higher end restaurant has a tomahawk. How did that happen in the history of butchery? We never used to see anything called a tomahawk steak.
You know, I think it's just, I think it's the American way. You know, it's bigger is better, you know? So, I mean, we have a 32-ounce tomahawk and, you know, it's an impressive thing. You know, we used to serve it tableside at Press back when it was more of the steakhouse concept.
Someone would carve it?
Yeah, we take it off the bone, carve it tableside. So we'll be bringing in a version of this back in a more fine dining way as well as at the lounge once our new kitchen's finished.
But you have those Flannery steaks for sale at retail.
We do.
In the butcher. So you can get the tomahawk or the ribeye. And also the Snake River products. And then seafood, scallops, shrimp, lobster, black cod. I just did some black cod this
past week. Yeah, we miso cure the black cod. That's the same preparation we used to do at Press on the menu.
The Nobu recipe?
Just a traditional sort of Japanese method where you basically mix miso with a little bit of mirin, sort of like a rice wine. And then you basically just cure that in cheesecloth for 24 hours. And it just gives it an amazing texture and seasons it all the way through as well. So
people are asking, where has black cod been all my life?
Correct.
It only really is in the past, let's say, 10 or 15 years. It seems like it's made an impact in restaurants, and now home cooks can access it too.
Yeah, you know, I grew up on the East Coast, so you don't see black cod at all. But out here, you know, it's like, to me, it's one of my favorite fish, and it's so simple to cook as well.
Well, I can tell you, it's John Ash's favorite fish. He said if he had to choose one fish,
yeah,
that would be
we'll make a note of that.
Make a note of that. We'll take a break. We're with Chef Philip Tessier. Is Phil okay?
Yeah.
No, yeah. You're pretty good. And you've just opened Understudy, which is right next door to Press. It's at 595 St. Helena Highway. The museum is in front. The Museum of Art and Culture is right in front. You go right around the back,
correct,
and you'll find Understudy. We'll get further in depth into the menu. And thank you for bringing a few items for us to taste this morning.
You're going
to
eat well today.
I'm Steve Garner in the KSRO Kitchen. You're listening to America's longest-running radio food program. It's the KSRO Good Food Hour from beautiful Santa Rosa, California.
Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO, on FM at 103.5 in Santa Rosa and Windsor, and now at 96.9 in Petaluma.
Hi, it's Dennis from the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market at Luther Burbank Center. I'd like to talk a bit about our market. Sure, we have great coffee, crepes, salsa, sausage, fruits, veggies, crafts, and much, much more. But to me, it's what you can't buy that makes the market special, and that's the people. You may have heard me speak with Steve on Saturday mornings on Garden Talk about buying potatoes from Tom or mushrooms from Barbara, forgetting to mention their business names. This is due to the relationships developed with those who grow the food we eat, something you can't get at the big supermarket chains. The vendors are a great resource to help create the perfect meal for you and your family. Bring your kids, grab a bite and something to drink, and shop the farmers market voted the best farmers market in Sonoma County 2 years running in the Press Democrats Readers Poll. We've been doing this for 50 years. We must be doing something right. So come and visit us at the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 to 1.
Simpson Sheet Metal is helping local kids become million-word readers through Read on Sonoma. The percentage of participating students has dramatically increased over the last 3 years, now with 1,461 second through sixth graders from seven elementary schools. On average, each participating school's fourth graders are reading at a fourth grade level, over 1.5 school years above the California average. Here's Barbie Simpson, owner of Simpson Sheet Metal.
One of the things I cherish most in my life is my grandkids. Spending time with them gives me such great joy. Now, we read their school books and their weekly vocabulary words along with chapter books. As they've grown, I've seen their reading skills and comprehension increase along with their interest in the world around them. Being a grandparent is one of the greatest joys of my life.
Children who learn to read at grade level by third grade are more likely to graduate from high school and overall do better in life. Simpson Sheet Metal and Read on Sonoma, dedicated to improving children's lives in Sonoma County. ReadOnSonoma.org.
I got in a really bad car accident. Should I get a lawyer?
How do I get full custody of my kids?
Have legal questions? Go to KSRO.com and click on Sonoma County Legal Line. It's free and confidential.
Can I fire someone if they're an at-will employee?
My partner's not paying his child support. What should I do?
How do I get rid of a DUI on my record?
Got a legal question? Get an answer. Go to KSRO.com and click on Sonoma County Legal Line. It's free and confidential.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
I'm KSRO's Jeff Woodworth with Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast. On the heels of another clear and cool overnight, we can look to generally sunny skies to give us daytime highs in the high 70s and low 80s. Later in the evening, we can anticipate clear skies to leave us with overnight lows in the high 40s and low 50s. Temps are expected to remain in the high 70s and low 80s through next week. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 96.9 KSRO.
I'm Steve Garner in the KSRO kitchen. Well, Chef John Ash, you missed out today because Chef Philip Tessier has brought in some beautiful foods for me to taste from his new restaurant called Understudy. It is right next door to Press in St. Helena at 595 St. Helena Highway. It's open right at this moment, isn't it?
It is indeed, 7 to 3.
So let us start on this. I'm going to hold up to the microphone so our listeners can see the beautiful colors. What is this?
So you have a smoked Mount Lassen trout rillette. So Mount Lassen right up here, farm trout. We have a little creme fraiche glaze. And then on the top, what you're tasting right now is what we call avocado cocho. So we make fermented serrano peppers, basically a fancy guacamole mixed with avocado, little black lime powder. And then on the side, we make like a salmon skin chicharrón. So...
And this is in a little jar, glass jar.
Yeah, meant to be shared. So basically, kind of, we have several jars on the menu. The idea is kind of you come in, something that will come to you very quickly, meant to be shared with, you know, 2 to 4 people. And a little bite to start the meal.
Oh, easily. It's so rich that this would serve 4.
Depends on who you are. Some people get greedy, you know?
Not in Phil's world.
Yeah, my kids get a hold of that, you're in trouble.
Okay, and so the name of this again...
So this is our Mount Lassen trout rillette with avocado cocho.
I see it right here, Mount Lassen trout rillette. And you've brought me something that I never would have thought to pair with this. I'm supposed to dip this in using what?
So, just grab a spoon, mm-hmm. and then you kind of dig in and get a little bit of the trout straight down.
Okay.
And then you have the avocado that's sitting right on top. So, you know, this is a lot of the food that we serve at Understudy was born out of Press. You know, used to kind of have a little bit more of a casual vibe. So we used to do a form of this called chips and dip, which was the salmon skin chicharrones and avocado.
And that's what I'm holding in my hand is a salmon skin chicharrón.
Yes.
I've had chicharrón before, but never a salmon skin one.
Yeah, this was kind of something actually when I was doing the competition many years ago, we did it with trout skin. And so it's something I always wanted to try again in the restaurant. So we basically get salmon skins in, we clean them, we sprinkle them with sesame seeds, steam them off, dry them, and fry them.
This is fabulous.
Yeah, they're not too bad, huh?
Do you sell these packaged?
We do not yet, but that has been asked.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sell these packaged. So this is the first course. These are just beautiful. So you just pop these in hot oil and they puff up?
So basically we make sure they're fully dehydrated and then we fry them at 400 degrees in rice oil. And then they basically puff just like a chicharrón would. And then we dust them with a little salt and
sesame
black
seeds?
Lime powder. Yes.
And little sesame seeds. Well, these are just a major hit.
Yeah. No, it's... We had them on the menu for many years at Press. And so, really, Understudy, a lot of it is the greatest hits of Press that kind of have been reincarnated in a casual format.
So where would this be on the menu?
So these aren't on the menu specifically. Oh. They come just with that trout rillette. So you got to walk the path of the trout rillette to get to the chicharrones.
I love that there's a pre-entry fee to get to these.
I will say, if you ask, we will sell those to you by themselves.
Okay.
And it has happened.
These are really stunning. And the color is just stunning of the trout, the Mount Lassen trout rillette. It's
you get the
beautiful
contrast of that green and red.
Gorgeous. Now, let me move on to another savory item. And I never in a million years would have guessed what this filling is. Tell me about this.
So this is our pain suisse, which is filled with, it's basically a Reuben. So instead of a traditional Reuben, you have a very fancy cross-laminated pain suisse that has our Wagyu pastrami that we make in-house and a little bit of fermented sauerkraut. A little bit of our secret sauce inside, and then it's baked off. And I kind of find it slightly life-changing.
Well, first of all, I'm backing up a little bit because Wagyu, I'm familiar with that.
Sure.
And pastrami, I've been to New York and Katz's and eaten a lot of great pastrami. But Wagyu pastrami, it's interesting that you're choosing one of the highest grade products
in
America.
Yeah, so this is Snake River Farms. Again, American product. So we use their Wagyu, their brisket for this. And
listen to this.
That's crack. A dangerous crunch. I think there's going to be a lot of parents who are going to be mad about the crumbs in their car.
And you make sauerkraut in-house?
We do. So, we ferment our own sauerkraut. It's like a 7-day ferment on it. So it's actually kind of a much like brighter, a little bit more crunchier than a traditional sauerkraut.
And it's just beautiful. That lamination is just exquisite.
Yeah, you don't see cross-lamination. You know, for those who don't know, it's kind of when you see those like beautiful lines across a pastry like this, viennoiserie. There's an extra layer, an extra step that goes into making those. So, A lot of love goes into that.
Oh, a lot of work and technique goes into making this. It's just beautiful. So it's difficult to talk and eat at the same time.
Yeah.
So I need to take a break at this moment.
Yeah.
Not because
get
I need
it,
to
get
eat,
in there. Yeah. So
but I'm going to try.
I'll talk about the pain au chocolat while you're snacking on that one. So
okay. We're going to take a break.
Yeah, sure.
And
okay.
We're going to come right back with Chef Philip Tessier. These foods that I'm trying today are all from Understudy in St. Helena. We'll tell you more about it. Make sure you understand where they are and their location and, of course, their times of operation, because you'll want to put this on your itinerary.
Voted best in the North Bay by the Bohemian, Paradise Pet Resort is the top choice for your furry friend.
We really need a getaway. When was the last time we took a vacation? Just the two of us.
Right before we got Buckley.
I know, it's so tough to leave him behind. Who's gonna spoil him like we do?
No worries, you can take that vacation. At Paradise Pet Resorts, your pet gets the royal treatment while you're away. With webcams, you can check in and watch your furry friend's wagging tail and playful antics all day long. Your pet gets playtime, socializing, belly rubs, ear scratches, and more. Plus, daycare helps burn off that extra energy, so they'll be just as relaxed as you.
This is exactly what we needed. Let's check in on Buckley.
Those webcams are a lifesaver.
Book your pet stay today. Boarding, daycare, and grooming at Paradise Pet Resorts in Rohnert Park and Santa Rosa. Visit ParadisePetResorts.com.
Paradise Pet Resorts.
Starting your own business can be challenging, but Exchange Bank is here to help. Hi, I'm Cameron Belvedere, branch manager at Exchange Bank, where we invest in Sonoma County. That means helping local businesses to get started and keep growing. A small business loan from Exchange Bank can make all the difference when you're getting a new business off the ground and as you meet the challenges along the way. Here's Alex Bowman from Bowman Sellers.
From business checking to merchant services and personalized loan support, Exchange Bank has everything I need in one place. Their online banking makes life way easier. And whether I'm expanding a service or just managing day-to-day operations, Exchange Bank is always there with a solution that works.
If you own or are starting a small business, Exchange Bank is here for you. Visit exchangebank.com for more information. Exchange Bank, investing in Sonoma County since 1890. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 643948. All loans are subject to credit approval.
Agricultural Community Farmers Markets bring you fresh produce, meat, and dairy each week year-round.
In Petaluma, visit the Eastside Market at Lucchese Park Tuesdays 10 to 1:30 and Walnut Park Saturdays 2 to 5. Pick up fresh local meats from Bethes Springs Ranch or Rancho Villa and cheeses from Acadena Cheese. See the colorful array of seasonal vegetables from Ortiz Family Farm, Tole Valley, Matt's Friends and Family, and Rise Up Farm. Need a treat or a boost? Cool drinks include iced coffee from Myriad Coffee and iced tea from Tea and Trumpets. Pick up fresh baked goods from Redbird, Bedstone Bakery, Revolution Bread, The Bakery, and Hillsburg Bagel Company. And of course, cool down with creamy Strauss Family Farm ice cream. Hungry? Try Tacos Don Pepe, Bai Tai Boba Tea, and Belfair's award-winning chicken sandwich with vegan options too. You'll also find fresh honey, handmade candles, local jewelry, and artisan crafts.
Info online at ilovefarmersmarkets.org.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
In the KSRO kitchen, I'm Steve Garner, along with Chef Philip Tessier. He last visited the kitchen back in 2017 when his award-winning book, Chasing Bocuse, America's Journey to the Culinary World Stage, debuted. And you sat in with John Ash and me. It was wonderful.
Yeah, so great to be back.
I don't think I've ever put these words together on the show. Life-changing Reuben sandwich.
Yes, it's the, well... If you call it a sandwich, our pastry chef might be a little disappointed.
Sorry. What is the proper term?
So it's a pain suisse, which is like basically sort of a cross-laminated, like almost like a pain au chocolat in form. Basically a little bundle of joy wrapped up in some perfectly laminated dough.
I've just never seen anything like this before. It's very unusual and delicious and a must buy.
Yeah, I think the texture of the crunch of the laminated dough and the richness inside, it's It deserves its own moment.
Pastrami is just perfection. The sauerkraut's perfection. And your secret sauce is perfection also.
Yeah,
so
thank you.
So this is a must-have. Okay, can I move on to dessert?
Yeah, so we have a pain au chocolat, which for those who can't see on the radio here, is a much different form. We like to give our pastry chef a hard time and call it a churro.
He
loves it, yes. But it has a very similar form. You know, it's long. So basically, instead of, you know, two sticks of chocolate side by side, we line them up end to end. So you get a much longer form.
So it's the same dough as the Reuben.
It is, yeah. So basically, you know, the dough itself doesn't have any sweetness to it, but it's got a little bit of a glaze on top that we finish it with just before the end of its bake. And we have you know, there's a little bag here to catch all the crumbs. So it's kind of like, you know, the little chips at the end, you get the crunch in there.
Well, the joy of this is there's a bit of chocolate in every bite.
Correct. Right? Yeah, the idea was, you know, every bite has that chocolate straight down the center of it
Is it semi-sweet, bittersweet? What kind of chocolate
Yeah, bittersweet chocolate. It's about 70%.
Wow. And will there be other fillings in this possibly?
So, you know, the name of the space is Understudy, with really the idea that we're always learning and always creating. So, you know, this is our starting point, which I think is a pretty strong one.
This is the Viennoiserie, and so this is not online. This menu cannot be. You have to go in and actually see what you have for the day.
Yeah, so the way we set up the pastry counter is everything's individually displayed. So as opposed to a traditional case with, you know, 20 of each item, it's meant to be more of a, you know, borrowing from perhaps the museum aspect, you know, where everything's got its own, you know, moment in the sun on the counter. So we have a selection of viennoiserie. We have a fruit Danish there. We also have four different cookies. So the vegan gluten-free cookie
has been
quite popular. We don't advertise it as such, but it's a great discovery, especially for those who are limited in what they can eat. And then I think some of the funnest things we have on the counter are the cold pastry items. So we have a little mandarin fruit that with a little straw in there.
That when I visited.
Yeah, it looks like you shouldn't touch it, but it's fully handcrafted on site. And we have a pistachio foncier, a chocolate rocher, and then some tea cakes as well.
Yeah, it was overwhelmingly exciting when I looked at that display.
Yes.
And when I was there, I was asked, what would I like? And I said, I can't make a decision. So I passed.
Yeah. Well, maybe the wrong decision. Well, at least a good reason to come back. But, you know, the idea is a really, you know, everything's so beautiful and what we do there and just giving people a moment to linger, take it all in. You know, you eat with your eyes first.
Calistoga crunch. What might that be?
So it's basically like an oatmeal cookie. And we kind of garnish it with various dried fruit. A little bit of crystallized caramel, sort of like a butterscotch crisp on top, and then nuts. So depending on what kind of what the season is. So it's kind of like a little bit like a meal at the end. Mm-hmm. It's quite the cookie.
The vegan gluten-free chocolate chip cookie you just referenced. Is this the one that's the miso chocolate chip?
It does, yeah. So, you know,
that's the secret ingredient, which I couldn't tell what it was in, and neither could my wife.
Yeah, it adds that little bit of saltiness to it.
Well, it's interesting because it almost had kind of a vanilla bourbon-y flavor to it.
Right, exactly.
Which is...
Yeah, you get kind of, I mean, miso is obviously fermented soybeans, so, you know, you get a little bit of that sort of nuance that you're talking about there.
It's really great. You brought in a bread. What kind of bread is this?
So this, we call a pluma. It's basically, for anyone who's seen an epi, it's basically a baguette dough that's cut. So, you know, traditionally you might see it in like a sheaf of wheat. So the nice thing is we call it a tear and share in the kitchen, but it's called a pluma, which translates to feather in Spanish. Dominique Reyes is our baker. He has a Mexican heritage. So this is his version of an epi, and it looks like a feather. And you can kind of just tear off pieces and
share
it.
But it is sourdough based.
It is sourdough based. It's a little bit of yeast to balance the sourdough. And we also serve these in a smaller form in the cafe with our charcuterie and cheese.
Oh, that's beautiful. And this packaged goods, let me reach over here. What do we have here?
So this is a little chocolate bark, basically semi-sweet dark chocolate, some dried hazelnut, a little bit of almond and sour cherry. So a lot of packaged items, something to take, you know, as a housewarming gift, something to snack on, you know.
Do you have a dedicated chocolate room at the bakery?
We do. So we have a room that's called our cold pastry room. We have a chocolate production there. We also produce the chocolates for a press next door. So basically in there is a lot of, it's like Willy Wonka in there.
So you had to build a bakery and then a chocolate kitchen and then the regular kitchen for the cafe.
Correct.
And then the entire front retail part.
Yeah, and then we'll have the teaching kitchen as well. So there's really five sections to the space.
It's a remarkable undertaking and a very well-curated, succinct wine display, which is next to the butcher counter.
Yeah, you know, when we designed the space, we told our you know, kind of branding team, you know, this is Willy Wonka meets Hermes. You know, we want it to be, you know, something where you get that fun, playfulness, not take ourselves too seriously, but also kind of this, you know, high level of sophistication and beauty.
Well, the joy of this is it's not intimidating at all when you walk in, first of all. We've talked about a lot of very high-end and beautifully nuanced food that's not inexpensive, but it's not expensive either. It's right there in the middle.
Yeah, the goal is, you know, really it's approachable, right? We want this to be for the locals. You know, Napa, you know, notoriously expensive, but, you know, this is really priced to be appreciated and for the local community to be able to come in. So it's, you know, and it's such a bright, colorful space.
Oh, the yellow is so welcoming. The yellow and white colors when you come in. It's
it is,
as I mentioned, it's uplifting.
If you're having a tough morning, it's a perfect place to come. Put a smile on your face.
And the coffee, I did have a coffee when I was there, and that was some great espresso.
Yeah, we use black oat coffee based right up here in Healdsburg.
That's weird. I didn't know what brand of coffee you used.
Yeah, they've been great. They do a really great job and training our team and getting everybody, you know, to best cup of coffee in Napa Valley.
Okay, hours and location once again.
Yeah, so we're 7 to 3 right in Napa Valley, just south of St. Helena. If you knew Dean and DeLuca as a landmark, we're right in that space.
Understudy. Check it out. Chef Philip Tessier, thank you for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me back. Great to be here.
Let's not make it another 8 years until you visit us.
Happy to come anytime. Thank you so much.
Thanks, everybody. Steve Garner, thank you for listening and hope you'll be back next Saturday morning. Stick around. News and more great listening on News Talk KSRO.
Hola, chicas. ¿Estás lista para sentirte fabulosa? This is Karina Lozano, your surgical coordinator, here to take care of you at Dr. Tom Cosmetic Surgery. Our goal is to help you achieve the confidence you deserve. If you're thinking about a breast augmentation to enhance your curves or a cosmetic breast surgery to feel more